Okay, can the trigger may cause anxiety, but that anxiety can be positive because it may inspire me to achieve something. Yeah, now here there's a difference between chronic anxiety and circumstantial anxiety. That means, you know, we can't make avoiding anxiety the primary goal of our life. Now, we all have to do some things, and to some extent we can say every responsibility brings anxiety with it. Mm-hmm. And we can't, you know, if a mother is taking care of the child and the child is, you know, gone to school or somewhere, not yet come back on time, mother will naturally be anxious. And that anxiety is a part of the responsibility. So, to some extent, responsibility and anxiety are intricately connected. And our goal is not simply to have an anxiety-free life. What we are talking about is unnecessary anxiety. Now, when anxiety comes up because of goals which have been foisted upon us by the culture around us, that is undesirable. So, as I said, that if we have certain talents and then we want to achieve something based on those talents, that is a purposeful choice we have made. This is what I'm going to pursue. But quite often, if we look at our anxieties, they are often about desires which are not really important for others. Oh, they got this, they got that. Okay, they got it. What's so great about it? How does it make such a big difference? So certainly, as enterprising individuals, we will have our ambitions. But the point is, our ambitions should be chosen ambitions. They should not be desires which are foisted upon us and which we have unconsciously accepted, unwittingly accepted, because just those desires are what are glamorized in society. So, in the process of bhakti, our primary thing is neither attachment nor detachment. It is commitment. Attachment, detachment and commitment. Attachment means, you know, I want this, I want this, I want this. Detachment means I don't care about it, I don't care about it. But commitment means, you know, I am going to contribute in this. So, commitment will also cause anxiety. But that is a consciously chosen anxiety. It's like sometimes when we lift weights, then lifting weights can improve our muscles. Yes. So that choosing to lift weights for as an exercise for building our body, that is helpful. But you know, for no reason, I'm just carrying a weight. Or I'm just sitting here and somebody's put a weight on my head and I don't even notice also. I wonder why my neck is paining. So there is, we may lift weight for improving exercise, that is good. But unwittingly just carrying weight when there is no reason to carry weight, that is undesirable. That is not an exercise. That is simply an exertion. So, when we are not vigilant in choosing the kind of desires that are present in our mind, then we court unnecessary anxiety. Whereas when we have certain purposeful choices which we have made, a certain responsibility, certain commitments, the anxieties that are there within them, they are a natural part of living. And often, they help us to grow. They help us to become committed. They help us to become absorbed. So, you know, I write articles on the Gita every day. So, one article I wrote, be not tense, be intense. So, we don't have to be tense, worried, anxious. But we do want to be intense. And one primary difference between being tense and being intense is, when we are tense, we are focusing on the things that are not in my control. Oh, that will go wrong, that will go wrong, that will go wrong. The same situation, it can actually cause anxiety or it can bring intensity. The difference is, what is my focus? Say, if tomorrow I have an interview, and I start thinking, you know, what if they ask some questions I can't answer? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? Oh, that will just make me a nervous wreck in a few minutes. On the other hand, I think, okay, tomorrow I have an interview. No, I have 12 hours now. Let me do all that I can to prepare in these 12 hours. So in every situation that we are in, We can look at the things that are not in our control and become filled with anxiety. Or we can look at what is in our control and get intensity. So that way we can be purposeful and be intense, not tense. Okay? Any other questions?